healing, dealing, and working through some bullshit. Healing, dealing, and working through some bullshit. Healing, dealing, and working through some bullshit. Healing, dealing, and working through some bullshit.
Hey y'all, welcome back to College of Cookie Podcast. It is y'all's host, Cookie. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Okay, so I'm currently actually sitting in traffic. Traffic, look up my chapstick. I actually really do need some chapstick right now. So because I'm sitting in traffic, there's no visual for this. And y'all noticed by this point that some of them have visuals, some of them don't. And it really is just what it is, you know? So, you know, it's like a radio host. Sometimes they got visuals, sometimes they don't. okay. But I was like watching some things, and a certain topic was PR relationships, right? And I was like, you know, I know some people who have done PR relationships, and I feel like if you're going to do one, I'm not here for it, but if you're going to do one, it should at least last a minute, and like at least like a minimum of like a year, so that one, it makes it believable until you actually get a benefit from it, because, you know, I know some people who've been in PR relationships and like it literally elevated their careers. And if that's what you're gonna do, then that's what you should do it for. Like if you're into that, then like it, you should actually like benefit from it, not just to get talked about for like a few seconds or whatever, right? Then I was thinking, there was this guy who had a crush on me, quote unquote, before I met him, and then he told me that, and then you know, which means he had already been doing his research and stuff about me and this and that. And at that particular time, like, I always have had a lot going on, but that particular time for sure, I had a lot going on, even with people who were in my industry at that time. You know, now girls are rappers, so. But I had musicians and stuff that I was doing work with, and he, you know, was a musician, and he had just got signed, so boom. He even went as far as learning my schedule, so we could accidentally bump into each other and like make it seem like, oh, blah, 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 blah. And it's like, that was his plan the whole time, right? Excuse me. I'm still dealing with some acid reflux and, you know. But yeah, so then as I'm sitting here like thinking about this, because, you know, I'm gonna call it a situationship, because we could never fully find our footing. It's just like we would be on and be off and be on and be off. And it was like that for like a couple years, right? And then like, even at the point, like we're talking about marriage, and it's like, but are we ever gonna make it fucking official? Huh? So, but that's, you know, that's how narcissists do. They give you just a little bit to hold you, to keep you, hold on tight, okay? This is just enough to keep you here forever. So yeah, so then I was sitting there thinking about it. I'm like, hold up. Because he would like get frustrated if I would like sub about a relationship and this and that, blah, blah, blah. And he'd get on his feelings about it. And I was like, you know, well, no one knows that I'm dating you. Like, because I've always, you know, I've always been that way. I'll change when the right person comes along and I feel like they really bought it for me. But, you know, I was like, no one even knows we're dating. So no one even knows that I'm subbing you. So like, okay, you know, yes, you and your feelings, but to bring a point in an argument of, you know, like as if like people know I'm talking about you and that's why you feel this type of way. I'm letting you know that like you can be in your feelings because you feel like I'm subbing you on my story via song or via this and that. But like you can't use a point of, because everyone knows, because nobody knows, you know? So that's that. But then I started thinking, I was like, hold on. This man was trying to use me as a PR relationship. He wanted me to let people know that him and I were dealing with each other because he wanted that attention and clout. And when he realized, yo, I'm not going to get that from her, it's why he was always so inconsistent. And then he ended up getting with people. The girl he ended up getting in a relationship with after me, you know, because we were on and off, is someone who had, again, a tie to someone in the music industry, a very popular female musician. And that girl tagged that man all the time. Like, literally, her identity became about him. Like, he became, I'm so-and-so's girlfriend. Like, all she did was post about him. All she did, you know, that's it. And that worked because the woman who she had connections with, this because this female artist followed her, was signed on the same label that he was. And I know it was like in hopes of like, okay, well, if this girl's following her, then maybe she has other ties, and if she keeps tagging me, then boom, it'll help boost my career and this and that. And I'm realizing, yo, that's really what he wanted from me. And when he didn't get that from me, he literally started looking elsewhere. It wasn't that he wasn't getting what he wanted from me as far as a relationship, because he was getting attention, this and that, blah, blah, blah. But he wanted my clout. He wanted the quote-unquote clout that came with me. And when he didn't get that, then he went and tried to find someone else who had that. And then, yeah, because the girl he dated before me was the girl he was with for like 6 years. That was like technically his first relationship. And then there was me, who required a lot when it came to like a relationship. I required, you know, I need you to be, I need you to hold yourself accountable and do the things you say you're going to do. I obviously need attention. Fucking look at me. Like, huh? You know, like I have my own businesses and stuff like that. So it's just like going from someone who this is your first relationship to a woman who already knows what she wants. She's already, you know, seasoned, quote unquote. She is mature because she, you know, has multiple different things she's doing. That could be a culture shock in itself, outside of the fact that, like, literally it was a culture shock because I was the first black woman he ever dated, and he's from a different country. And American black women, we could be a lot. Because, like, nigga, huh? I grew up in the suburbs, but, like, nigga, I still got a little hood in me. So, like, when you do some shit I don't like, oh, I'm going to get bucked. I'm going to let you know, and my voice may get elevated. And I remember there was a time when we were talking about some stuff that, like, he really didn't want to talk about because he was, like, trying to run from talking about it. And I, you know, was getting a little buck, and literally his eyes got buck, almost like, what the fuck is this? It's like, oh, I forgot, you've never dated a black woman, and you've never had anyone hold you accountable, because you're used to people letting you do whatever the fuck it is you want to do, because of the certain amount of followers you got. And it's like, nigga, on the list of people that I have encountered, you are at the bottom. You're at the bottom. I've met a lot of influential people, and you don't make the top 10 list. I would never, you know, come at him like that because I was dating him, but it's just like, I don't have to suck your ass or suck your dick to get something from you. I've been providing it for myself. So, like, you know, not that I would ever suck a man's ass. I would, you know, I'm not into ass sucking, but I'm just saying. Anyway, so and I remember I was like, oh, my dog at the time, Coco, hey girl, wherever you are in the world, I love you. I remember that, you know, she calmed me down. She like got my attention, and like I went to go walk her, and then when I came back, I was like, okay, let me try to talk to him in a way that he quote unquote understands. And we were able to effectively get through it. Yes, you know, I know how to effectively communicate, blah, 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 blah. But it was very much like, oh, I don't, like, long term, this isn't going to work. In that moment, even though we continued dating after that, in that moment after that call, I was kind of like, because now I was on some real bougie shit. I was sipping some Pinot Grigio, sitting in my vanity, you know, dolled up, looking real cute, drinking wine, having this grown-up conversation. And even he was like, oh, you're like a grown woman. Yes, I am. I'm sitting here having a conversation with you about some shit we should have talked about years ago, drinking some wine. I am. I'm a full-on grown-ass woman, bitch. He also really hated that I referred to myself as a bitch. And it's like, nigga, I am a bitch. Outside of, like, you know, sometimes you won't ever call me a bitch, but, like, I do have bitch tendencies, meaning if you come at me crazy, I'm going to come at you aggressive. So, hello. Anyway, so, plus that's just my favorite word. What's my favorite word? Why you got to say it like short? Like, I just like that word. Don't question me about it. Let it be, let it be. So I did have a moment of like, oh, I don't know if this is gonna work, because if I already have issues with, I feel like you holding yourself accountable to things and doing what you say you're gonna do, and I can't even express any type of emotion. He was the type of person where I couldn't express any emotion outside of happiness. If I showed anything outside of happiness towards him, it was an issue. Whether it was sadness, frustration, annoyance, being angry, then you immediately switch it, flip the script like a narcissist does. If you haven't, go check that episode out. And then it become about him. And then he would start telling me, you know, just put a real crazy load of emotional stuff on me to distract and pivot from me being frustrated. So now I wasn't talking about whatever it is he got going on. And it wasn't like he would try to use it as like, oh, well, that's why I did so and so and so. But like for instance, I was mad at him about some relationship shit. And then he started like, you know, oh, what was me, dealing with this, dealing with that. He was like, you know, how he had to pick his dad up off the side of the road because he was in a wheelchair and this and that. And it's like, granted, I am sorry you had to deal with that stuff. I am. But you can't use that as an excuse as to why you're not doing things in a relationship. And not like a, oh, well, you're falling short because of that. No. I've been dealing with this man for years. Anytime I express anything outside of happiness, then it was a, I now have to read his book of emotions. And it's just like, look, I'm not saying you're not allowed to have a bad day. I'm not saying that, hey, those things can affect things. But why do you only express those things that are going on in your life when I bring a point of something I'm not happy about in a relationship? You never, like, bring it up. Like, if we're good, you never, like, yeah, I got this and this going on, like a normal person in a relationship does. You only do it so that way I will get off your head and stop being mad at you. And you can't do that. You can't villainize your emotions so that way I'm no longer mad at you about some shit I should be mad at you about. You can't do that. Like, don't bring your daddy into this. Don't bring your sister into this. Like, you know? Because here's the thing. Outside of the times where I brought some stuff up that I wasn't happy about, I never heard about the issues he had with his sister ever again. I never heard about the well-being of his dad ever again. That's the issue I have with it. Not saying that you can't deal with those things, but you only bring them up when I was upset and mad. And then once you're back good, I never heard about those issues ever again. Meanwhile, when I would have issues in my relationship, I would, you know, with different things, I would talk about it like a normal person does in a relationship. Like, yeah, I got this and this going on today, blah, 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 blah. But you only do it when I'm like, I don't know about you, as a way to like keep me there. And that's not okay at all. Even now, to like send a screenshot of the relationship he had his sister, like, yeah, I'm only showing you this, I'm letting you know that this is like a big deal for me. And it's like, okay, that may be a big deal for you, and you may have gotten the response and the respect you wanted from that if you did not use that to get me to stop being mad at you about something I should have been mad at you about. You can't do that. You can't use your family issues and your family drama to distract me from holding you accountable to a relationship. Like, and I get it. You know, talking about, I understand. I'm your first relationship since this girl you were with for 6 years, and you cheated on her. And not saying she let you do whatever it is that she wanted you to do, but your mom gave her a job. So, like, she kind of, to a certain extent, maybe wasn't able to hold you accountable to the standard that she really wanted to, because she felt indebted to you because you gave her a job. And, you know, I mean, y'all have been together for 6 years and this and that, blah, blah, blah. But it's also probably why when she found out that you were dating me, she tried to come for your money. But not her coming for your money, because in his country, it was a thing called, I forget it's called, something with a D, where it's pretty much de facto. Where it's like, if you are with somebody as they come into their money, then you are entitled to half of it or something like that, right? And when she found out he was dating me, that girl sure did start coming for his money. And like, I was like asking, like, okay, well, if she's this mad that she found out that you're dating me, did y'all still have something going on? Because you made it seem like to me you were single. Like, were you doing some shit you weren't supposed to be doing? Because why is she that mad that you've moved on? That part, you know, thinking back on it, that wasn't adding up. And I even down to a point where, like, I asked him for a break. I did. I asked him for a break because I was just like, you're being really emotional about the fact that she's asking you for this money, which granted makes sense, but then you're feeling stuff away because it's like, dang, I thought she loved me. Why would she do this? And then she's asking you for this money because she found out you've moved on. Something there is murky. So, like, I asked for a break, and then he got in his feelings and I asked for a break. Because I asked for a break, went out that night. I had work, I went out that night, turned up a party, and I was, like, dancing and stuff in the club. And he felt snapped away because I posted a video of me shaking my booty on Instagram. He's like, you know, I had to open up my Instagram. This, he told me this years later. I had to open up my Instagram app and see you shaking your butt, this and that, blah. It's like, nigga, what? Just because I asked for a break and did that, he felt some type of way. And then afterwards, I tried to see him, try to talk, and he ignored me. He ignored all 15 calls of mine, and that was very toxic of me to call 15 times. It was, but I was really trying. You know what? Maybe I was being dramatic. Though the dramatics was me calling that many times because I should have stood on business and like, no, I asked for a goddamn break. Because then he tried to one up me, and then was like, you know what? No, I don't want to deal with this at all. Pretty much like anything to me, which then hurt my feelings because I was like, dang, nigga, I was the one that should. You know what I mean? But that's what I should do. They try to like, you know. He tried to hurt my feelings, so then boom. He felt hurt. Even though I wasn't trying to hurt his feelings, I was just like, yo, I need time to think and process this, because I've been through this before, where a guy was all in his feelings about his ex because he still cares, still have feelings for her. And like, well, how can you move on if you still have feelings, you know? So, anyway, back to the point. What was the point? The point was, that was very weird. So she started coming for his money, and I honestly don't know what happened about that. I will say this, I do think it's very weird and very sus, because I am, you know, I can investigate, I've been finding things out. I try to find her, and there's like an old photo or whatever that I found one time, but it's like her entire existence has been scrubbed from the internet. Like, if he came into fame and she was always with him, like, you know, photos and vlogs, you can barely find any footage, not just of her, but of them together. And I remember, I was like, that's very weird and very strange. I even had a conversation with another girl who I used to be cool with about it. I was like, that's just very strange to me. She was like, you know, where's she at? I'm like, girl, I don't know. And like, that girl knows I can find stuff out. And I'm like, I can't find anything about this woman. Like, no social media, no nothing. That's very weird. It's like they tried to scrub her existence off the internet. I'm like, is she okay? Is she alive? Is she well? What happened? What happened with the de facto? Did she get the money? What's going on? I had a lot of questions after that. And then honestly, that was during the time where me and him were like shaking. We were talking about getting married, and then things got weird and shaky, and then boom. And honestly, I feel like God was like, girl, you do not want that man. Long term, you do not want that man. I really feel like that's what the Lord was saying, because I was like down to move out the country and everything. And then the part that's crazy is the girl he ended up, I found out another thing. I found out he cheated on me. Okay. Because there was a girl, there was some weird shit going on. This girl in this country, and she was coming to visit, and like I said, I pick up on everything. So she had watched my story, and I was like, a girl in this country watching my story, interesting. Because I was like going through, you know, clicking. When I saw a face I didn't recognize, I was like, And then it disappeared, and I was like, okay. And then I'm keeping a close eye on her page, and she had came to visit. And I was like, And then, like, he had followed her back, and I was like, Okay. And when I pressed him about it, he was all in the studio, getting ready for the studio. And when I pressed him about it, he was like, yeah, well, I reached out to her. Oh, so he reached out to her. Got it. I reached out to her to, you know, for us to do music, but then I realized she wanted to use me for my name. What do you mean? Like, how you tried to do me? She tried to use me for my name. So then I was like, But if you reached out to her for music, how you mad that she's trying to use you for your name? When, nigga, you have like 10 times more followers than her. she's at the thousands and you at the million. A million. So it's just like, huh? Anyway. So then, but he said that because I pressed him about it. So then he was like, oh, you know, well, what do you want me to do? And I was like, well, I really don't want you doing music with her if y'all have history. Huh? Because I know how, nigga, I've been in studio sessions. I know how those things go. And then you can see his face. I was like, you know, well, I don't want to tell you what to do because I don't want to sound like I'm controlling you, but like, I do have an issue with it. And like, when we talked, I'm thinking we talked about two grown adults and da 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 da. You know, and it was me asking, you know, like, okay, well, give me a kiss or whatever. Like, we're on FaceTime. And then things seem fine. I wake up to him pretty much ending things with me. Oh, you're ending things because I'm holding you accountable and I'll call you on your shit. And he ended things just so that way he can go be with her. Because she was coming into town. She was, you know, that's the thing. She came into town. I found out later that she came into town. She moved states to come be with him. And then, you know, they were all up in a hotel doing 1-2-1-2. And then she told me then she had never done it. Be like, well, if he did it to you, I should know he was going to do it to me. And it's like, so you were aware he was dating me. Well, duh, because you already watched my page. Which is like some stupid, dumb, groupie shit. Which honestly, I haven't looked at him the same since. Because that girl looks like a minor. And it's not like, oh, you have a young face. I have a young face. So, but it's like just the way she moves and everything. I'm like, is she even 21? Is the girl even 21? Nigga, you about to be in your 30s. Is she even 21? I'm not out here competing with the damn teeny bopper who really wants to be me. Like, no. Nope. Nope. No. No. I'm not doing that. And like, you know, she's all in my, what you call it, coming at me like, oh yeah, well, he had a small dick and this and that and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, when you had things going on, he didn't even post it. Why are you checking to see what that nigga's doing for me when y'all weren't even dealing with each other? Hello? That's what I'm saying, teeny bopper. It's like, you knew he was dealing with me. You were the side bitch. Then you got all excited because you thought you were going to be the main bitch. You thought this nigga was going to put you on. Because that nigga was talking about going to Dubai. And this and that, blah, blah. Like, and he was, you know, talking to me about going to Dubai. And then him and I ended before it happened. And then, you know, then she was on the online answering questions. And she was like, yeah, like, I'm going to Dubai this year. Like, before things even fully came up between them. It's just like, oh, society don't like bitches like you. We don't like bitches like you. The side bitch who wants to be the main bitch and, like, trying to talk down on the main bitch. It's like, stay in your side bitch position. Okay? Plus, I don't do that. If I find a nigga got a side bitch, nigga, she can be your main bitch. That's a song, that's a bop, and I'm gonna make that a bop, for real. Because I'm not doing that. The fuck? I don't compete. Shit. I don't do it. Anyway. So, yeah, I was just like, no. Nope, nope, no. But yeah, so then after that, but then why, here's the thing, she was a side bitch, so she was gonna get main bitch treatment, and then he had to remind her she was still the side bitch. Then he, went and low-key, you know, because I've been doing my research too, she got pregnant. You could tell from her body shape and the way she's posted stuff like that, she got pregnant. She wasn't talking about it, she hid it, which means, I don't know, she had a failed pregnancy, she got an abortion. And then he got another woman pregnant. And I'm sorry, I don't want to be speaking on people's business, but like, this is just, she was all my business, so hey. So then he got another woman pregnant. That's who his baby mama is now. And then, like, she was up to me like, yeah, I think he just wanted a kid, and this next out, you know, I was like, you know, like, we were talking about having kids and stuff, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, I think he just wanted a kid. And it's just like, well, if you were smart in your side position, you would have continued on with the pregnancy. If that's what you wanted. If you wanted to lock him down to be the man, you would have continued on with the pregnancy. You would have, if that's what you wanted. But yeah, so then she was like letting me know how he was calling her during, while he was with that girl. She's like, yeah, like, if y'all's relationship was so unstable, why would you get pregnant? And I'm like, girl, you spilled a lot of tea. And I know I'm spilling tea. Like, it's double piping high now. But it's just like, wait, so you're coming to me trying to get closure on what happened between me and him before you and him, and then you are trying to make me feel some way about how he didn't post anything when people were posting stuff, and then now you're sitting here like he got a small dick and he was calling you when he was in a relationship and got that girl pregnant, and while she was pregnant he was still on your phone, and then like how she's at home waiting for him while he's out of the country. It's just like, what? Ooh, and I'm sitting here just reading this stuff like, well, girl, guess what? You ain't got to deal with him. That's literally was my response. Neither one of us got to deal with him. She got to deal with him for the next 18 years. We don't. That was my response, because pretty much like, girl, I don't care about none of this tea that you're giving me about this man. I'm sitting here reading this as I was like going through stuff like, wait. Sometimes tea really just be coming to me, it just be finding me, because like, and she didn't even hit me on my main page. She hit me on my business page to make sure I saw it. I was just like, oh. Sorry, this episode is so kind of like messy and petty. And I didn't even intend for it to be messy and petty. And I'm really not a messy, petty person. No, I can't be petty sometimes. It was just like, okay, wait, what? But, yeah, so then, you know, and then even with the girl, not to talk down the girl, you know, I don't know anything about her, but she is very much a, I'm going to let him take the lead, I'm just going to do what I want to do, kind of from, like, the background type of, like, woman. And that's honestly the type of woman he needs to be with, because anyone who's going to take the attention away from him, which is what my personality does, you know, me and my influence and all that kind of stuff, he has an issue with. He has to have attention at all times. Like, a person's entire life has to be about him. He literally wants a groupie. And this is like, I support my man, but like, I also have other stuff going on where it's just like, my entire life can't be about you. Like, you know? So, that's that. That's that. Anyway, this episode is kind of like long-winded on just some random stuff. But I will check in with y'all in the next episode. I hope y'all enjoyed this episode and all of the damn tea that came with it. I love y'all, and I will see y'all in the next one. As always, with love. Your girl, Kiki. See y'all later.